ఆశ్చర్యమత్ చందమన్న స్థినోతి శృత్యత్వేను వేదనతీవ క్వశ్చిత్. ఆత్మ ద స్పిరిట్ ప్రాపర్, స్పిరిట్ ప్రాపర్ ది సోల్ ఈస్ సచ్ ఎ థింగ్ ఆఫ్ సచ్ ఎ వండర్ఫుల్ టైప్ దట్ వెన్ ఎనీ వన్ comes to have a touch of that soul, his own soul, he will be stupefied. Finding what strange substance is there, and I am that strange thing, I am. And what are these material achievements for which we are running life after life? This is all nasty thing. And how higher substance is my soul? It does not require any help from this material world. He can stand by himself. And how peaceful, pacifying, a new world is giving the glimpse of a new world whose comparison can never be drawn here in this world, however astonishing there may be the scientific research of this, that, all trash. All will be, has come and it surely to be dissolved. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. And that is eternal. And that is self-conscious. And there is no mortality or no harm of it can touch it. Touch it. That is, then that jiva soul, then that paramatma, then the land where that they live, and then the highest from whom everything is this wonderful world emanating, and the highest conception of the lila, both positive and negative, good, highest type, however it should be. One's own soul is sufficient to supply the charm for his future, real future life, neglecting, spiting whatever aspiration we may conceive here in this world. About going to the moon and some news from the sun and this and that. All mortal nasty things, undesirable. Not only that, all trespassers to dispossess us of our own wealth, all this enemic land. Swami Maharaj told in New York, "Oh, you engineers, you have built such big palaces, big, too high, but have you thought about your transient, mortal characteristic of your own body? They will live for 100,000 years, but what about you, the builder of this big palaces, you engineer, where should you go? Have you thought of that?" Only what is required, that we shall try our best anyhow to meet face to face with that soil of soul. What is soul and what is matter? Then the development gradually there to the highest. Otherwise everything will be camouflage. Everything will be hoax. Hoax. For some days we shall associate with all these things, and a reaction will come, and we shall go and preach to the public, "Oh, I have tried my best to, that's nothing, all hoax." come from a designed person, as the communists say. But they are enemies of the society, only giving hopes to the other republic and causing hindrance to their peaceful life here in the material world. Without our proper attention to learn, to take the labor of learning A, B, C, D, we cannot hope to have the pleasure of reading a novel. A good book. Before that, we must be we must have sufficient knowledge about the letters and the meanings of the word. Then we can hope that we shall read and we shall get some pleasure by reading the thoughts deeper. Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol. Atma ramascha munayo nirgranthaya purukrave kudvantahi tukim bhaktim ittham bhuto guno hari. So many experts that have at least labored hard to understand his own position, who is he? He is the soul. Even from there it is difficult to go up. They are captured by the charm of their own soul. As we are charmed by the material things, this body and the food of this body. So, the liberated souls, they also charmed by their souls, own souls, strange food position, and does not want anything else. Atmaram. But there are few Atmaram that comes to say, no, there is higher world. Made up of stuff superior to that by which we have been composed. Generally, the spiritualists, they do not have any recognition of the superior world. They say, we are the highest, in the highest position. Highest position. What we have found in our soul, there cannot be any higher thing. All imaginary and speculation. But very few of them can have such favorable conception to the higher world. But those that are living in that world, when they come as messenger, as agent of that world here, with the help of them we can pass to that world. And we can know things of that world. When Lord himself comes in different form or sends his own agents, then it is possible for us to know about that land, that plane. And the gradation, how there is. And then it is also difficult to have faith in that. Only by the help of the Sukriti that we can understand there is Narayan, Vasudev, Narayana, Ramchandra, Dwarakish, there is Mathura, Vrindavan, and the Krishna holds the supreme position, most supreme position. Apparently he is a thief, he is a debauchee, he is whimsical. Still he is admitted by the highest spiritualist of a particular section that is the highest conception. He is whimsical, his autocracy And that is the best boon for us. The highest thing is of such a nature that his aggression towards us will be the highest benediction for us, blessing for us. To our true reason, guided by spiritual faith, we can understand to a certain extent that it may be possible. The highest good is above law, above morality, that equidistribution, proper distribution of the wealth amongst us all. We are separate personality with separate interest. This is lower position. We must transcend. We are all included in him. He is our common guardian, where we share and everything. All our fulfillment in his holy feet. All the highest fulfillment of every existing atom is in the attainment of the holy feet of the highest Lord. He is so pure, so affectionate, and so intimate to us. Truth is so intimate and so intimate, so much well-wisher and so much desirable for us. I heard from Guru Maharaj, don't delay for a minute. If you say that there is the fire, I must extinguish that and I am coming. No, no. But with burnt ashes, that is your enemy. All your inner hankering can be satisfied only in the holy feet of your Lord. You cannot conceive how much demand and how variegated nature of demand is within you and for what? They will all have their fullest satisfaction in his holy feet. He is such. He is such. Search for him. Your life will be fulfilled. These are all undesirable trashes, ashes. Ravishes. Go forth, go forward, onward, onward. According to the direction of the guide he sent to you. Go. Elimination and acceptance. No other, no attraction for anything in the environment. Go, go, go. Onward, onward, onward. Until you reach such the Vrindavan. Birla Mangal Thakur says, when he is having some approach towards Vrindavan, Mara Swayamnu, what do I feel in my mind? And some strange conception coming down in my mind. Marasayamana, the most charming feeling we find here in our cupid conception. The union between between Dampati, the man-woman, that represents a wonderful, pleasing sensation in our mind. Is it of that type? Mahārāja Swayamanu, the supplier of all such pleasures, has he come himself to me? Who is supplying such sensation, pleasing sensation to the world? Has he come himself? Mahārāja Swayamanu? No, no, it is not so. Mathura Dhuti Mandal, it is a light. Eh? It is a light. It is knowledge. It is consciousness. And so beautiful, charming and sweet. So sweet consciousness. Eh? Hello, I find it. Mathura Dhuti Mandal, Madhurjam, even I find the very gist of that wonderful substance, that consciousness. Madhurjo, the presentation of all possible sweetness, most intensified. Madhurjo Mevo, Nayanamitam, what is this? My eyes are being being bathed in nectar. Such a color or such a figure has come to touch my eyes, fulfilling enchantment, fulfilling, capturing all the nerves of my eyes, most satisfactory, never experienced such thing, my eyes, Vayanamitam, the nectar is entering into my eye and capturing whole of my eyesight. Nayanamitam, then higher conception came more. Nam Rup, Beni Mejonu, I am transformed into his maid servant. And he is adoring, he is dealing with me most affectionately. Affectionately, this mean maid servant, so kindness, so benevolence, so generosity. Is it possible for a fellow of my position may be embraced by such higher sweetness personified, so much adoration? And what do I feel? I have got my shelter, permanent shelter of my life, full, complete assurance and permanent shelter in such a sweet domain. I am taken in. Taken in by my charge is taken in by such a magnanimous, sweet personality. What more I can think? Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. In this way, Vidyamangala Thakur has described his progress towards Vrindavan. What is Vrindavan? Gaudhari. Hridaya Gaudhari, Hridaya Gaudhari. Krishnayam Abhyudayate Mama Lochanaya. Jivita Vallabhuno. Krishnayam Abhyudayate Mama Lochanaya. By such stages of wonderful strike, the Krishna is approaching towards me. Krishnoyam abhudayati mama lochanaya. Gaudhari, Gaudhari. Gaudhari, 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 Gaudhari. If we are deceived in such a high and sweet errand, that will be most deplorable. So we must not do anything which may cause any hindrance to our progress towards that land. Very carefully we must try to go to that plane. We must not dig our own grave.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. We shall try to keep always and in our front the model of Mahaprabhu and the others. How highly they are praising and approaching who was that. All those big stalwarts, highly qualified, as they are approaching towards us, and with what, how much reverence and respect and heartfelt attitude that must be brought as model on our front, always. And don't go to have a very cheap banquet. Never allow ourselves to have a cheap banquet. Purchase things that are very small value. Never. No stalwarts. Highly qualified stalwarts standing on our front, they see how wonderful we can't touch how wonderful. This ordinary infinite, this material infinite, how we are small in the position of this material infinite. The sound infinite, the eye infinite, color, and the touch infinite, so many forms of infinite we are mixed of that, and how, what negligent position we hold there. This is all finite. And finite is so big infinite to us. On the other side, infinite also within atom, atom, then molecule, then again, what is there? The
electrons.
Electron. In this way we go to analyze infinite. And in the big thing also infinite. Whatever that is infinite, this material conception infinite. Then to test, to get the spiritual thing, and who is present, who is the source of this infinite. Not only that, he says, my every part is infinite. How we should approach him? How much heart? Still she says it is possible. That is the way to come to me. Though I am infinite, that is my grace, my free grace, my mercy, not justice. If you come by the way of justice, no hope. If you can catch the thread of my mercy and come to by that rope, you may have me. Kripa. Kripa, His grace. Free grace. Ahituki. Kripa Ahituki. Bhakti Ahituki. My department, I want to extend. I want to make me known to you. There is a department. I want to take you in on my lap. Within my heart, I want to catch you. I have heart. And heart is also very magnanimous and very spacious. I can accommodate you all in my heart, in the innermost part of my heart. It is possible. And all only by my grace and not by your right. Take the path of Saranagati and with the help of the sadhus sent by me, you can come to me and have your desired result. And you do not know what to desire. Everything will have to last. And that is my responsibility. And
And I extend that sort of responsibility to the world. Gaurhari, Gaurhari. Nidhai Gaurhari Go, Nidhai Gaurhari Go. Nidhai Gaurhari Go. This is inconceivable. But sometimes his representative come here and try to give some sort of conception of the inconceivable. Gaurhari, Gaurhari, Gaurhari. Hridaya achinta khalu je bhava nastan tarki na jujait. So it's above the jurisdiction of knowledge. Don't try to force it to come down within the within your box of reason. Don't do it. Try to do that. Achinta kurgi bhava nastanta. Reason. Your reason may be applied to this line, plane and a solid something. This air, the electron, the this and that, the water, fire, within that, this box, your reasoning, your judgment. Achinta khulji bhava nastan prakti nujujai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
If we have a dream about, if we dream at night about Krishna or the devotees, can we, is that just our mind? Is, or perhaps is it something that...
What does he say?
Is it just our mind if we are dreaming like that at night?
He's asking if he has a dream at night and that dream involves thinking of the devotees or Krishna or something like that. Is it just considered to be a dream or is there some message there?
This is generally a dream in general cases, but it may have some value when the mind can eliminate this worldly desires from it. It can go towards the truth. According to the realization of the higher strata, real things come to cast its shadow before. But ordinary mind, in ordinary mind, many kinds of dreams. That is all, not all true. That is true in the mundane sense. The mundane. The imagination and a shadow cast from the above, that is to be differentiated. Not any dream is true. That is true in its own layer. Some sort of aspiration was in me in previous life, and that is recurring. So when, just as we, when we are awake, so many thoughts are coming and going. Sometimes the memory of home, sometimes the memory of Swami Maharaj, sometimes the memory of a wine shop or a market, and the mind coming and going. So also when we sleep, the mental world remains active, and so many things coming and going. But in a very particular case, it is possible that higher truth coming down and casting its shadow. So rarely.
Rarely it is possible. And who has purged out all this material consciousness of enjoyment, the exploitation and salvation, their mind is there always reflection of the higher one is taking place. Jikadeva sapone dekhinu vangshi vakan badane sehi kale aindra dhvi vairi. Ramananda Raya says, quoting about the gopis. When in my dream I had a look of my Lord with fruit in his mouth. At that time, two enemies approached me. Ananda Madan, some sensation to be united with him and the ecstasy therein. These two enemies came and did not allow me to have a clear sight of my Lord, the clear vision of my Lord, the Lord. So I am thinking that if in any time in future I get such chance, then I did not try to look at him, but I shall try to satisfy those enemies, that they may not come. So the sight will be permanent, will stay for some time more. We are talking high things where we are and where we are, only by the grace of the Guru Mahajan Vaishnava. And that we can fly somewhat to have a conception, slight realization of the thing by this way, that is, beauty that is. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur, what can I do? Bhumoskarita Vadanam Bhumiri Bhavavaram. A child, when one tries to learn walking, he is slipping down, falling down. And again, with the help of the ground, he is standing, again falling, again standing. You can't check that attempt in him. So also with us. Without trying, possible or impossible, without caring for that, what should we do? Our charm for this world has been finished. If we want any engagement in this type of whether you say imagination or reality or whatever, we are captured by the charm of such stuff. We get or do not get. The leading idea in our mind, the principal guiding idea of our life is such. Search for Krishna, a reality, the beautiful, die to live, all risk, no gain. Yes. Hatuva prasashi shatram. Dittava bhukkase mahi. Either gain ground or be or die. Just as in ancient time, we are told that the Romans, he took the soldiers in a ship and helped them to land in a country and then burnt the ship. Do or die. No way to fly away by the ship again, to go back. You have no other alternative but to fight. As a fight with your utmost energy and conquer the country or be killed to the finish. No other alternative to go back. The fish, the ship is burnt. So do or die. Do or die. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Nidai, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur
Hari. So Maharaj, so how does one subdue his false pride?
How one?
Subdue his false pride.
The only way, it is recommended, sadhu and the shastra, association with the higher thought. The false ego can be destroyed by the help of the real ego, by the association, by the force of the association of the real ego, that can do away with the false ego, the pride. The association is the most powerful thing to convert one to another, from one plane to another, the association. And that is of two types. One living scripture, that is sadhu, and another scripture, the words of the sadhu collected in some emblem. Sadhu Shastra Pipal, no other alternative. Bhakta Sangyalaya Bhakta. Nothing can produce bhakti but bhakti herself. So there is light in the heart of the sadhu, and that light can be extended to light the candle in your heart. Only bhakti can produce bhakti. Nothing else can. No intoxication can produce bhakti. As Jayatirtha is conceiving, that intoxication helps our bhakti a great deal, wonderfully. Only bhakti can bhakti. Bhakti is ahituki, the most fundamental plenary substance. Devotion, dedication, this exploitation, enjoyment cannot produce dedication. It is the enemy party. Dedication comes from dedication, from intents to surface, from the center to the circumference. It can come. Bhakti is the most fundamental element. Nothing can produce her. That is dedication. And we live by dedication. And we die by exploitation. And we are reduced to cipher by renunciation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Nidai Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Nidai to live. He is reality for itself. The whole is not subservient to anything else. Then he is not whole. Everything meant for him. And we are for him. And it is a blessing to us that we are for him. We have got some position in his heart. We are for him.
That is our solace, our consolation, that we are for Him. With that connection we may hope to come to Him, that we are for Him, and He is for us. At the same time, vice versa. We have no other goal but He. That is our claim. Our claim that we are not outside You, my Lord. We have come to seek my comfort outside You, far from You. That is Maya. I have done. I have committed suicide. But because I belong to Your staff, death was not possible with me. Still living. I still have hope, return home, sweet, sweet home. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam, always we must calculate about the enemy attitude of the environment where we are living at present. How hateful is this environment we are living in? And we want to extend our empire in this mercy, in this nasty land. We are busy to extend our empire, kingdom, foolishly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Nidai Gaur Hari Bo, Nidai Gaur Hari Bo, Nidai Gaur Hari Bo, Nidai Gaur Hari Bo, Sri Guruji, Sri Guruji, Sri Guruji, Gaur Hari Bo. Jnanisa Sarvabhutanam Tasyam Jagati Samyami Jashyam Jagrati Bhutani Sahanisa Pashyati. Devotees are awake in a particular place, and that is night to the ordinary people. And where they are fully awake, ordinary intellect, devotees are sleeping there. No necessity, no consciousness, energy to be wasted there in that place. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari.